أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا جاءكم المؤمنات مهاجرات فامتحنوهن الله أعلم بإيمانهن. The beginning of this surah, the main theme is that the love of Allah must be the greatest in a Muslim's heart, more greater than we love our children and our family also. For that Allah gave the example of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how he sacrificed his family and everything just for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, and then how Allah ta'ala's help came to him. And this was all based on the occasion of Hazrat Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who had sent a message to the people of Makkah because his family members were still there. Now, yeah, Allah ta'ala presents another scenario, and that is of the people who made hijrat. And that time it was faraz to make hijrat, to leave Makkah Sharif or wherever a Muslim was and come to Medina Sharif. And then in that case, there were those cases also where, for example, the husband is a Muslim, the wife did not accept Islam. Or the wife is a Muslim, the husband did not accept Islam. So this was also it's a very delicate issue. Today we cannot really appreciate it. We got Islam on the plate. Our whole families are Muslim. Our extended families are Muslim. We have any function, it is all Muslim people. But we can understand those where there are reverts. And then in that, one person is a Muslim. His food, halal, haram, he has a problem. Somebody passes away in the family, he has a problem. It is very, very difficult for us. We can't really understand. And when a person is a genuine and sincere Muslim and the love of Allah is the greatest, and then your mother passes away, you're not allowed to attend the funeral. So with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala explains that those women who were left in Makkah Sharif, what was their condition? In the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, which was prior to the conquest of Makkah Sharif, one of the agreements was that any man who goes away from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, even if he's a Muslim, he must be returned back again to Makkah Sharif. And this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maintained it. Hazrat Abu Jandal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu somehow managed to escape from Makkah and come to Medina Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, our agreement is we must return you. He sought his own way out and he went on his own. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had returned him back to Makkah Sharif. Now if women come from, and we can imagine also a woman just because of her iman, she also escapes from Makkah Sharif and takes this journey from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, round about over 400 kilometers. And in those days, what an ordeal, but how strong the iman was. We should really admire and make lot of dua for the Sahaba, how great and how they set an example of the truthfulness of Islam and how they loved Islam. And she would come away just because of Islam, just in the love of Allah Ta'ala. So there was no agreement with regard to the woman that they must be returned. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, idha ja'akumul mu'minatu muhajirat. Jab aaye tumhari paas iman wali aurte watan chhod kar, and when the believing woman come to you, to Medina Sharif, they have left Makkah, and then they have now abandoned Makkah, they have made hijrat and they have come to Makkah Sharif, to Medina Sharif. Famtahinuhun, don't ko jaanch lo. Then first take the imtihan, test them, whether they are genuine or not. It may be somebody else who's coming in a guise, a spy or somebody, so take the imtihan. It is narrated, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was appointed for this imtihan, and then he should take bay'at from them also on behalf of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some cases Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself used to interrogate them to find out if they are genuine or not. Allahu a'lamu bi imanihim. Allah khub janta hai unke iman ko. Allah knows perfectly well their iman. But you people have got administration work to do. You have to treat them accordingly. So as far as this world is concerned, you will have to do this interrogation and satisfy yourself that they are truly and genuinely, they have accepted Islam. فَإِنْ عَلِمْتُمُهُنَّ مُؤْمِنَاتٍ فَلَا تَرْجِعُوهُنَّ إِلَى الْكُفَّارِ. फिर अगर जानो कि वो ईमान पर है तो मत फेरो उनको काफिरों की तरफ. And when you have interrogated them and you find that they are genuine, and you find that they are genuinely believing women, then do not return them to the kuffar. The agreement also was not there, and it is absolutely not necessary to return them. So Allah Ta'ala also gave the order, and that was in conformity with the agreement that they had made with the people of the Quraysh. لا هن حل لهم ولا هم يحلون لهن. نہ یہ عورتیں حلال ہیں ان کافروں کو اور نہ وہ کافر حلال ہیں ان عورتوں کو. And these women, if they were married to a non-Muslim in Makkah Sharif, he did not accept Islam. But the woman has accepted Islam, and at any cost they would give preference to Islam and to Iman and to Allah Ta'ala. So they are now not halal for that kafir husband, non-believer husband, they are not halal. And neither are those non-believing men halal for these believing women. There is completely difference now. And also, one of the rules, and these have got very intricate masail, these rules, with regard to such situations. If a person, one of the partners is in what is called Darul Harb, that is a country which is at war with Islam. And another partner, the husband or the wife, is in Darul Islam, that is where Islam is ruling. And they are then automatically, their nikah breaks also. When they are in separate places and the one does not want to migrate, does not want to give up his religion, then they are automatically also separated. وَآتُوهُمْ مَا أَنفَقُوا. And give to them, or دے دو ان کافروں کو جو ان کا خرچ ہوا. And those non-believing men who had married those Muslim women, at that time perhaps at the beginning when they got married, both were non-Muslims. After that, the Muslim accepted Islam. Now the nikah breaks now. She has to make hijrat and she comes away. Don't return her back again. And the mehr, the dowry that was given to that woman by that non-Muslim husband, the rule was return that dowry to him. That dowry has to be returned to him again. And this the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum maintained. And it was also that if it was the non-Muslim, when he separated from his Muslim wife, then he had to, she was married to a Muslim man who has gone to Makkah Sharif. Then they had to give this dowry to the people, to Medina. They had to give the dowry there. But the Muslims fulfilled this obligation. Wherever there was such a case, they paid it. And where they could not afford it, it was arranged the Baytul Mal will pay for that. And they will pay their dowry. But the non-Muslims of Makkah Sharif, they did not pay the dowry to the Muslims who were in Medina Sharif. وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ أَن تَنْكِحُوهُنَّ. اور گناہ نہیں تم کو کہ نکاح کر لو ان عورتوں سے. And these women now who have come, who are believing women from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, and somebody wants to marry them now, a Muslim man, there is no harm, he can marry her. إِذَا آتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ. جب ان کو دو ان کے مہر, then he will have to give her also her dowry. The first dowry that was given by the first husband, he must return that dowry again. And those days they used to keep big amounts in meher, in dowry. And that had to be returned to the first husband. And now he's making nikah to her, he must give her dowry as well. So that was also required. وَلَا تُمْسِكُوا بِعِسَمِ الْكَوَافِرِ. اور نہ روکو اپنے قبضے میں ناموس کافر عورتوں کے. And do not keep the control of those non-believing women, their respect and honor. In other words, a Muslim man who has become Muslim, his wife did not accept Islam. She is in Makkah Sharif. The husband has come to Makkah, to Medina Sharif. He is a Muslim. And now that marriage has been broken, and give up that marriage, Allah Ta'ala says. And set that woman free. Don't her respect and honor. She's living amongst the non-Muslims. She is a non-Muslim. She will get involved in all type of sin there, in adultery, etc. So set them free. So so you have no responsibility whatsoever with regard to that. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had two wives in Makkah Sharif who did not accept Islam and did not come to Medina. On the revelation of this ayat, he set them free. That you are now free. You can do as you please. You are set free. Was'alu ma anfaqtum. Or tum mango jo tumne kharaj kiya. And you got a right to demand that which you had given them in dowry. When you married them, they don't want to come to Makkah, to Medina Sharif. They are staying in Makkah. They want to marry some non-Muslim man. Then your meher must also be returned. But nobody ever returned it from Makkah, the non-believers. They did not return that meher dowry. But the Muslims, and this was the justice of Islam, which we cannot imagine today. Today we rob one another, we do down one another. But how they were just and fair with the non-believers, and people with this ties like this between them. We know when there are marriage problems, what bitterness comes between the two. But in spite of that, how they maintain justice and fairness. Well, yas'alu ma anfaqu, or wo kafir maang liye jo unhone kharaj kiya. And the non-believing man in Makkah, they have the right to demand their dowry also, which they gave to the believing woman now. And that the Muslim man had fulfilled. When he could not afford it himself, the Baytul Mal helped him out. And then from there, they paid it out. ذَلِكُمْ حُكْمُ اللَّهِ يَا اللَّهِ كَ فَيْسْلَ هَيْ. This is the rule of Allah Ta'ala. يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ. تُم مَنْ فَيْسْلَ كَرْتَ هَيْ. And Allah makes these decisions and rules amongst you of this absolute justice and fairness. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Or Allah سب کو جاننے والا حکمت والا ہے. And Allah is the knower of everything and full of wisdom. And on Allah's that full wisdom of Allah and His full knowledge, He has based the laws of Islam. May Allah open our hearts also for all the laws of Islam. Today, inheritance we don't give properly. Meher we don't give properly. When we divorce, we don't do it the Islamic way. So may Allah open our hearts and make Islam the most beloved to us, and that we follow Islam properly and completely.